Joe, first of all then, rehab-wise, how are you coming along?
It's coming along good. I'm back into training now. As you know, I played 60 minutes last week. It was a little bit unexpected, to be honest. You know, it was Lewis who went down with the injury, and I actually wasn't expecting to come on, but I come on. And I felt that I'd done okay. So, yeah, I'm just working my way back now.
And from that match, no real serious ill effects, perhaps a bit of rustiness, I suppose.
Yeah, you could say that, a little bit of rustiness. But yeah, no, it felt fine. My ankle felt fine. It feels strong, actually. So, you know, I can just look forward to working hard in training and hopefully get back in the side.
How frustrating has it been watching all that's gone on in the period of time you've been out?
It's difficult. It's difficult, you know, because you don't want to be sat on the sideline, well, let alone sideline, in the stands, you know, just watching the game. So you just, you know, you got to work hard. To be honest, I've ended up coming back from the injury quicker than I thought. I had a jab, a couple of jabs on my ankle, sugar injections, which have turned out very helpful. So, you know, I'm pleased to be back earlier than I thought.
For the uninitiated, to hear that, sugar injections, what does that mean then?
Well, it's I'm not too sure myself, but all I know is that it's strengthened up my ligaments, speed up the process. They did say I was going to be looking at 6 to 8 weeks, which in fact I was back in close to five.
That must be great. I mean, because it just so well frustrating again, perhaps is the operative word to have such a long time potentially in front of you where you're not doing a great deal.
No, but like I say, you just got to keep your head down. I was in the boot for 3 weeks, I think it was. So, you know, when you got the boot on, you can't do nothing. It was literally upper body weights. But as soon as the boot came off, I was working hard, running as soon as I could. And now I'm back in training, so hopefully I'll just work my way back in. Don't overdo it, but, you know, work hard.
Do you have to have that period of time where you are a little bit more mindful of the injury and your ankle because you've had to sit out?
Yeah, well, your mind's always on it, you know, especially the first couple of weeks, especially the first few days back training. I had a couple of little twists and turns, which, you know, it's going to be painful, but, you know, I know the ligament's strong, so it's just little niggles. So, you know, you just got to not worry about it and just get on with it.
And you come back now, and perhaps Lan is playing well, so there's a bit of competition there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, I'm happy to be in a bit of competition. You know, it's better for the team. Everyone knows that. So, but no doubt about it, I'll be making the gaffer hard to make his mind up. So, you know, he's a good player. He's quick and he can defend. He's good on 1v1 defenders, no doubt about it. But, you know, it's going to push me harder, and hopefully I'll get my place back.
And perhaps return to the form that you had prior to the injury, because, you know, it could be argued that was one of your best spells form-wise for Wednesday.
Yeah, I felt good, you know, especially from the pre-season that I had. I come back and I felt really fit, and I felt like that was the big deal for me, my fitness, and I was able to get up and down the pitch. So hopefully I can return to that form in the near future.
So the team right now, you've missed the last 5 weeks. They've started winning again, looking for a third win on the spin against Wolverhampton Wanderers, having had a period of time that was essentially really about drawn games.
Yeah.
Where's this team right now? What are the prospects?
I think we're looking good. You know, everything's positive. I know we had people say a bad patch, but, you know, I think there was one loss, and you know, there was more draws than anything, and a lot of them draws were away games. So you got to take the positive out of that, and obviously, like you say, we've had two wins on the bounce, and there's no reason why we can't go and get a third tomorrow.
I suppose psychology helps, doesn't it, in the fact that for that run, the league placing still remained relatively healthy. It's still been mid-table around. So if Wednesday are to push on perhaps into that and finish there, or maybe even beyond that, it looks better, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. But we won't. We don't want to be looking to stay in the mid-table. We want to be pushing on, and everyone around the club knows that, and they know that we're capable of doing that.
It's interesting, isn't it, on your own kind of viewpoint, that Kenny Jackett this week has been talking about how the playoffs are wide open and they're 13th. Well, Wednesday are 12th right now, ahead of the weekend. So, I mean, do you agree with that? What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. But hopefully we can get there before Wolves do and, you know, disappoint them. But like I said, there's no reason why we can't do that. We've got good players and we've stayed positive through this whole time. So, you know, as long as we keep our heads down and get a few more goals, we'll be there.
And how important was that? Because clubs that go on long runs without wins, everything kind of kicks off, doesn't it? The fans go nuts, the message boards, the newspapers, the terraces. Yet there seems to have been a patience about Sheffield Wednesday during the run that they'd had prior to the match against Wigan.
Yeah, well, you just got to stay positive. You know, there's a lot of negativity that gets thrown at you. And like I say, we've got a good bunch of lads and we just take the positives on board. The gaffer tells us to take the positives on board. You know, we've dug deep and, you know, it's paid off.
12th in the table right now. It is, to relax into cliches, the Christmas period. You, along with everybody else, need a decent one, don't you? If you come out of that reasonably well, then things could look bright for the second half of the year.
Yeah, definitely. It's a difficult period as well. You know, it's Christmas and it's the festive season, but, you know, players have to make sacrifices. You know, we've got a lot of games coming up and we're looking at the next four games to try and get as many points as we can. Hopefully, if we come out of that with, you know, 9, 12 points, we can kick on from there.